Okay. We are in Hilchos Erevin. Shin Sadi Aleph. Shin Sadi Aleph. Din Bitul Rishus La Osan Sheshakhu La Arev. Aleph, kachol mishpatei bitul lemi sheshachach v'lo er b'chatzero, kein hu b'mavoi. All halachos that apply to doing bitul for somebody who forgot, if there was one person within a chatzer of a multiple number of Jews, and one of them did not participate towards the Erev, so he's able to be mevatel, his rishus in the chatzer, to a specific person. That same concept works in a mavoi, except now you're not dealing with an individual house. Now you're dealing with an entire chatzer the same way that a house works within a chatzer. Okay, so house is to chatzer, multiple houses is to chatzer, as multiple chatzeros are to a mavoi. Alright, so if there is a chatzer, and we're going to read, Kein hu b'mavoi, sheh, if one of the chatzeros within multiple chatzeros of a mavoi was not mishtatef in the shitufei mavoos, mevatelus reshus l'shar b'nei ha-mavoi, that one chatzer is able to be mevatel is reshus in the mavoi to the other b'nei mavoi, o heim la, or all of them can do it one at a time to that chatzer that forgot. Afal pi shem rabim, even though there's multiple ones there. Shebnei hachatzer, and it's going to be the same rule. Shebnei hachatzer gabi mavoi, chashuvim ki yachad b'chatzer. An entire chatzer regarding a mavoi, even though the chatzer itself is made up of multiple houses, multiple people, and regarding the halachas of the mavoi, it's just one destination. It counts as one person. So that's the comparison. Kachal mishpatei Yisrael b'chatzer im ha'ena Yehudi, and similarly, regarding the rules of multiple Jews and a guy within the same chatzar, or a single Jew and a guy in one chatzar, we say that there's with one Jew we say there's no need to do a ribe chatzera. So it's the same thing. If there's only one chatzar of a Jew and one chatzar of a guy connected to a mavoi, there's no need to do shitufim avos. Uchal mishpatei Yisrael b'chatzer im ha'ena Yehudi kein hu b'mavoi. O be'ir. That's the same rule with a mavoi, and similarly in an entire city. Shein issa latalat b'mavoi o be'ir hamukefes choma. There's no iser to carry within a mavoi or within a city that has a wall or a halachic wall made up of what we call earth. Ad shiyu shtei chatzeros shel bata Yisrael be'ir, until there's two different chatzeros of Yisrael within the city. But if there's only one, then there's no need to do an Erev at all. Meaning what we're calling an Erev, meaning shitufim mevos. Aval chatzer achas lo. Afilim harbe batim shel sero psuchim lesocho. Like we've been saying, if there's only one chatzer, even though there's multiple Jews in that one chatzer, multiple houses in that one chatzer, that chatzer counts as just one unit, and therefore there's no need. V'hu shetehei ha'ir mukefes chom ledira. But that's if the city was first encircled by a wall for residents. U'stam ares hein mukefes ledira. Your average city was originally encircled to live in. U'stam miftzarim, as compared to a fortress, I don't know about a castle, but a fortress, a fort, and a mukafim ledira are generally not originally built walls around them for living space, for living within, but for defense. Ukhashiyesh de chatzer shel bata Yisrael be'ir. Now again, we're just making the comparison between multiple chatzeros and a mavoi is similar to multiple houses within a chatzer. There's two different chatzeros, each one that has Jews in it within the city. Then they are required to rent the chatzer of each non-Jew that's connected to the Mavoi or connected to the city. The Ein Maspik B'Mashis K'Misar Ha'ir. And it is not enough that they should just rent en masse from the mayor, or sometimes in modern days they use the fire marshal, because the fire marshal has the right to kick somebody out of their home if they deem the house to be a fire hazard, for example. And you need that power. You need to be able the power to be able to kick somebody out. So he's saying the Mechaber is coming out with that you cannot just go to the Sar Ha'ir, to the mayor or fire marshal. But that's not so pasha. That is actually a common case that they do. That would only be if you wanted to take Kalim in or out of the non-Jew's house through, if a Jew wanted to take stuff out of the non-Jew's house through the Chatzar and into the Mavoi, then the Sanhedrin is not enough. You would actually have to rent the non-Jew's stake in the Chatzar and Mavoi. But just to be able to, for a Jew to be mitalta in the Mavoi, yacholiskar min hasar, then you can just go to the mayor and en masse, rent all of the goyim that live in that city, rent their rights within the Mavoi, within the city. And that would be enough. Sheri derech ha-Mavoi hu shel hasar, because the public pathways do belong to, or at least are under the control of the local government. And they are allowed to kick them out. Again, these days you have to look for which kind of government official has the right to kick somebody out. So, but what we are ending up with, that it's only if you want the higher form, at least just reading the Mechaber and the Ramah, if you want the higher form to if you want to be able to take Kalim, if a Jew wants to be able to take Kalim from the guy's Rishus into the Mavoi, then he would have to rent his individual rights. But just if you're not doing that, just to be able to take your own stuff out of your own house and into the Mavoi, and just not have the guy's rights within the Mavoi ruin it for you, then it is enough to go to the Sar. That's the Pashut reading of the Ramah. B'madvar mamurim b'sar she'en habatim shelo. And even this is talking about a sar, a mayor, where he doesn't own the houses. The gam ein lo rishus l'shtamish v'vatei b'nei ha'ir klal. He doesn't have the right to, you know, eminent domain. He doesn't have the right to just go into anybody's house. That was not necessarily true, let's say, in Europe, where the parts, I think, was able to go into people's homes. But nowadays, the mayor of the city doesn't have the right to go uninvited into your home. I feel b'shas mechama. Even at wartime, they don't have the right to take over your home. Avam lakum shekol tzarech ha'ir einam na'asim ela al pi hasar. But in a place where everything that goes on in the city, there is absolute rule of the leader of the city, of let's say the mayor, or some other appointee. Again, if he acts like an owner, then you can just make a deal with him on all the homes, and that would clearly be enough. And again, if he is the absolute owner and has rights to kick people out or whatever, you don't just have to go to the one that has that absolute pay. You don't have to go to the mayor. You can go to anybody that is a permanent worker and lives with him. Again, it doesn't have to be that person. We can go to his employees or his seasonal workers. Mahani. Again, all this is very similar to what we saw by Eruv Chatzeres. Because if this person has the right to garrison his armed forces or even his weapons, in any home within the city, even if people don't want or without them knowing, if he has that right, then it is considered his place, and you can just make a deal with the Sar Ha'ir, just rent it from him, and everything is done. Beis. Shin Sarach Aleph, Beis. Yisraelim Hadarim Bechatzer Yechidi Be'ir Shal Einam Yehudim. If there are multiple Jews that are living in one chatzer in a city of non-Jews, Shehi Mukefes Choma, which has a wall around it, the Aber Yehudim Acherim Derech Sham B'Shabbes V'Nechsachsenu B'Chatzer Acheres. And now it just happens to be that this Shabbos there are some Jews, let's say, visiting the Chabad, and they're just here for this one Shabbos. Enim Osim Aleihem, that the fact that now that there's more than one chatzer that has Jews with it, but only one of the chatzeres has permanent resident Jews, the other one is just guests coming for the Shabbos. Doreach Eino Oser, just having somebody that's there as an Oreach is not going to aser on you, that would require you now to make an Erev. And both of them would be able to carry throughout the whole city. No, you wouldn't need to in this case. If there's only one chatzer with Jews in it, right? If there's two, then you do need to run from the mayor if the mayor has absolute control. Yada yada. Shin Sadik Beis Dinei Eruvin Liir Uvaches Seif Aleph Ir Shaisa Kinyan Yachid. Let's say somebody, this one person, owns the whole city. In other words, he founded it, he built it, and it is owned by him. Afilu Naaseh Shel Rabim, even if later it becomes the public's. Mishtatfim kulam shituf echad v'yitalta b'chol ha'medina. So then they can just make this one shituf emivos over the whole city. B'chol ha'medina sounds like the whole area. Chayn m'hoysa shal rabim. I'm sorry?
Medina's a city?
Okay. V'chayn m'hoysa shal rabim yeish la pesach echad. Or, if it was always owned by the rabim, but it only has one entrance into the city, they can all make one shituf emivos, and that would pater it. You don't have to make. I think he's trying to say you wouldn't have to make eruv chatzeros in each of the different chatzeros. If it's owned by one person, or if there's only one entrance, then you can just make one what we call eruv, and it would include the whole city. But if it was founded by the public, and it has more than one opening, it has two openings. Sha'am nefasim b'zeh v'yotzim b'zeh. Even if it means they always enter from one and they always exit from another, I guess like a two-way street. Afilu na'aseh shel yachid. Even if it was then later one person bought everything up, so now it's owned by one person. Ein ma'arvin eskula. Then he cannot make just one era for everybody. Menichem imena makom echad. He has to leave one area, even if it's just one chatzer and one house in it, and then everybody else makes a shituf emivos. This is actually, I've heard from Rabbi Yosef, that we do this modern times when we make an area for the whole neighborhood, for the whole city. We have to leave over an area that's not included. Because then you can say, where all of this area is included, which means, as opposed to this area, as opposed to this one area that's not included, and then it works. But if you want to include the whole city, we're seeing in the Sif that has to be owned by one person. And then the people that want to use the Arab are mutter to carry in the whole city, except from that one place that they left out. The EU. The EU osam hanishar mutam v'mukomam bashitav shosam latzmam. Then, that people that live in that one area that's left out, they can make an Erev for just themselves. And then the whole city has one Erev, and then this one area which was excluded from the city Erev makes amongst themselves, and they can just carry for themselves in that one area. V'mhoi anisham rabim, but if there were a lot of people that lived in that one chatzer, asum atal b'shar kol ha'ir, they're not allowed to carry in the rest of the city. V'dov v'zeh mishum hekerhu. This whole reason for leaving an area that they can't use, that's really just so that people realize that there is such an idea as Erev. K'dei she'idusha Erev hitelehem l'tachlo b'ir, zeh sharabim bokumbo. That's just so that people realize that it's the Erev that enables them, living in a city that Rabban Bokumbo, that a lot of people come in and out, there's more than one entrance, so that they don't forget Torah's Erev. Sharei b'mokam shenisha v'lo nishtateh fimam eimetalhum lo ela eilal asman ve'eilal asman. Because they now know that there's an area that they can't go into, that they can't, well, they can't carry into. And so the Torah's Erev, the idea of not being able to carry wherever you want, that is satisfied. What if you have a city and you could make an Erev for the whole city at once, although we saw that you would need to leave an open air that's not included. But if they wanted, they instead of doing that, they can just make an Erev for each Mavoi by itself. Again, this is how they used to do it in times of the Gemara. Not so popular now. We don't do that now. Koshkein de Mahani, that would work. If you wanted to, even, if they wanted to make for the whole city, that would work, except for one area, that would work. If they wanted to make one Mavoi at a time, that would work. Koshkein de Mahani, de Ein Shir Gadol Mizeh, because when you make for any one Mavoi, you're leaving over all the other Mavois in the city, so that obviously works. Haga, v'tzach she'asu b'neim shnei pasim shal shnei mashuyim. If you're going to go the route of mavui mavui at a time, then at the entrance to each mavui, you should make these strips. They can be a mashahu thick, but they have to be on either side of the mavui. We've seen that you can make a heker for a mavui with a lechi, with a kora, or with two mashahus, or with a tzeresa pesach. But here he's advocating the two mashuhis on either side. Shekol shken de mahani, shoshne mashuhin, imhu rochav eser amos. If the mavoi is 10 amos wide, uvi yaser me eser, tzarach tzuras pesach. If it's going to end up being more than 10 amos wide, then the only thing that would work would be a tzuras pesach. I think we're going to stop here. Have a good day.